Hello, thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 27, Sticking to Your Life Purpose. That is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone. How are y'all doing on this Positive Thursday? I hope your day is going good. How's the weather where you're at? Wow, time is flying by so fast. And I know that many of you have been finding it very hard to stay positive. And even more so when you have a goal or a passion you want to pursue in life, like writing maybe, or doing motivational speaking, helping others. I know that if someone that's passionate and driven about their life purpose, it can be very challenging and hard. Even more so when you don't have people supporting you that understand your life purpose. But in reality, it's all up to each one of us to be our number one support in everything in life we want to pursue, whether it's in our journey. You may have some people that will try to take you off your life purchase. You might have some, like, during your process, everyone, let me tell you this. During, like, when you're trying to pursue any passion or goal you're trying to do, you might have some people that try to take you off your life, take you off track. And what I mean by that, you might have people might come along your way and present opportunities for you that might not fit for you, that'll take the focus off what you're really supposed to do. So, I mean, and I had that happen to me many a times before. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with doing other opportunities, but you got to be for sure if that opportunity fit for you and what is the motives behind it. That's all I want to say, everyone. I remember when I first started pursuing my passion, which is one of them is doing this podcast and sharing motivational discussions. Uplifting motivational discussions, inspiring people from all around the world. It's been almost about 2 years since I've been doing this podcast on Anchor, and I love it so much. I can do this every day and all day. There was many a times I wanted to give up, especially like when I didn't see people, especially when I didn't have many followers. And then I had fear and doubt, like wondering, you know, I was doubting myself and wondering like, okay, can I do this? But you know, God had gave me the strength to keep pushing. It was just something inside of me just wouldn't want to give up. You know, and God, you know, pushed me and said, you know what, Zuri, keep doing what you're doing, because what you're doing is going to produce something good. And, you know, and it takes time. You know, it takes about 3 to 5 years to max for someone to build a brand, sometimes less for others and sometimes more. And patience, it does pays off. So that's why I'm not worried about, you know, who following, who not, because all that's going to come along. I have a story that I want to share with each one of you about the founder of Disney World that can help each one of you to stay motivated and stick to your life purpose, everyone. Give me 1 second. Let's see. Pull this story up. Any plans this weekend? I know that a lot of, you know, places are still closed down, you know, but do any of y'all have any plans? I know Mother's Day is on Sunday. So for you mothers who are mothers, happy early Mother's Day. I hope y'all have a beautiful Mother's Day. You know, mothers, we multitask. We do a little bit of everything. So shout out to all the mothers who's tuning in today on this Positive Thursday. Okay, I found the article, everyone. It says, Walt Disney is known as an extraordinary successful creator who visions as an animated filmmaker and theme park developer changed entertainment in the 20th century. And beyond that, dig a little bit deeper. If you dig a little bit deeper into Disney's background, and you discover that his road to success was paved by unhappy childhood along with countless business failures. His first cartoon business went bankrupt. When he returned home from Walt Disney, he became a parent at a Kansas City commercial art studio. Itching to set aside on his own, he and his older brother Roy Lynch their own cartoon business, Laugh Old Graham Studios, in 1920. But the company went bankrupt a couple years later. When they lost everything in their first business, Disney packed his bag with just only $40 in his pocket. He drove to Los Angeles to try out his hand in acting, but he fell at that. And still, there was a silver lining to his move. Noticing that there weren't any animation studios in California, Disney convinced Roy to join him out west so they can set up shop. Roy is his brother. Not too long ago, after Disney found his first major success with the creation of Oswine the Lucky Rabbit. I don't know if I said that right, everyone. Disney character Oswine was plenty good luck, becoming a huge star in one rare animation. But Disney himself would find his luck and he ran out, traveling to New York to renegotiate his contract. He discovered that his producer had taken his team of animators from under him and that he no longer had any legal rights to Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. But instead of fighting the loss of plot in his revenge, Disney decided to walk away and start all over again. It was on a train back to California that he created Mickey Mouse. Now, y'all know Mickey Mouse, everyone. Mickey Mouse is a big, big thing, especially now at Disney World. Kids love him. Mickey Mouse. I even love Mickey Mouse, and I'm 41, and I still love Mickey Mouse. After years of eating beans and driving up his debts, Disney finally brought Mickey Mouse to life on a film, starting in the late 1920s, and earned his way back on top of his industry. But it wasn't easy. He was rejected by bankers 300 times before one of them said yes. Even with the success of Mickey Mouse, Disney still faced challenges in keeping his business afloat. Not only was he overworked, but tensions with his employees, who eventually stole his lifetime and best animator from him, led to Disney having a nervous breakdown. After taking some time off with his wife, Disney returned with a bold new idea. He would develop a full-length animation feature, which he called Snow White and the Seven Doors in 1937. And you know what? I didn't even know Snow White and the Seven Doors been out back since 1937. It would become a huge success at the box office. Yet, the films that followed Pinocchio in 1940, Fantasia, in 1940, and Bambi in 1942, would end up being duds, which means failure. But now today, Disney World is worth over billions of dollars. So y'all see, you know, for those of you that's pursuing your passion in life, stick to it. You see what happened to Walt Disney, the founder of Walt Disney World. He had multiple nervous breakdowns. He had people that stole his ideas. He got rejected over 300 times before they even, when he created the character Mickey Mouse, you know, the people in Hollywood, they was not fond of it. And he was rejected by over 300 people, but one person did accept it, you know, gave him a chance. So now, you know, just imagine if he would have gave Walt Disney, if he would have gave up on his dreams, we wouldn't have Walt Disney World. Y'all, have any of you been to Walt Disney? Y'all took your kids there? It is so beautiful. It's like one of the biggest amusement parks in the world. People from all over, from all different backgrounds go there. We wouldn't have that if Walt didn't stick to his passions, despite all the backlash that he had, all the things that he had to go through. And that's anything in life, especially when you're trying to pursue your purpose. It's going to be a lot of ups and downs, a lot of setbacks, a lot of rejection. People going to hate you. So then another thing too, when people do become successful, the people that do be hating, they don't understand that person, it took time for that person to get to where they're at. And I just want to encourage each one of you listeners, keep pushing, following your goal, following your passion, whatever it may be. How many of you have seen the Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith? When I first started out my podcast, I had talked about the movie, The Pursuit of Happiness, that Will Smith plays the banker. I forgot his name. Well, anyway, what I love about that movie is that this man, he went from homeless to, you know, but although he lost everything, you know, he went to be one of the number one stockbrokers and became a multimillionaire. He was homeless with his son. He was taking care of his son. So if you haven't checked out the movie, The Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith, check it out on YouTube or either Netflix. It's an excellent movie to watch. Very inspiring, very uplifting. It makes you, you know, like if you feel down, or you feel like, you know, you need your spirits lifted up, that's one of the movies that you can check out that can make you, that make you want to keep pushing forward to whatever you want to do in life. Or just to get that motivation, understand that, you know, you can do anything you put your heart and mind to. It's possible. I am going to go into a brief commercial break, and I'll be right back. Me sounding like I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger from the movie The Terminator. Basically, I'm saying either way, we about to slide. Who's bad? This commercial break is brought to you by Zoe Flower Healthy Food on the Go. Check out Zoe Flower Healthy Food on the Go at Zoe Flower YouTube page every Wednesday. All right, everyone. So I have a question I want to ask each one of you. Do you have a strong why behind your passion and the purpose, your purpose that you're trying to pursue? Like, what is your why? You know, having that why, like, you know, is it like your kids? Or do you want to be like financially stable and not have to work a 9-to-5? What is your why or why you want to pursue what you want to do? All right, that's my question to each one of you. So I want to, and I have another question I would like to ask. What helps you to stay motivated when you feel like giving up? You know, what helps you keep going? Do you watch like motivational videos? Do you pray? Do you have like a support team? Well, I have 3 top motivational speakers that I would like to share some really uplifting audio with each one of you that'll keep you motivated and inspired. These 3 motivational speakers are well known all around the world. They came from humble beginnings. The first one audio I'm going to share with y'all, the first number one speaker that's very motivating. His name is Les Brown. I know many of you probably heard of him. He's known from all around the world. And he helped motivate many people from different backgrounds, ages, and race. I mean, you name it. His story is incredible. So I want to play an audio clip of him, his audio speech that he did. His video that he did about you gotta be hungry. This is like one of my favorites by him. So I'm gonna play it in the audio version, and you can check out the full video on YouTube.
About being hungry. Somebody said, I'm hungry. It is something I like to share some ideas and thoughts with you. I'm not asking that you believe anything that I say. I'm not asking that you agree with me. I'm merely asking that you stand on and in the conversation that we'll share with you this evening. And if there's something that I say that can fit and work for you, I say use it. If not, discard it and let it be. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Say, that's fair enough. Very good. All right. One of the things I have realized, and many of us have, that if you want something out of life, if you want to change yourself, if you want to acquire something, if there's some goal that you want to reach, that it's really not easy, as some people will make us feel. That living your dream, changing your behaviors, overcoming negative habits, it's challenging. It's hard. That living alone is just very difficult. And once we begin to come to grips with the fact that living is difficult, life is very challenging. I heard a song once by a guy named Dimples called, If It Ain't One Thing, It's Another. I say to you, if it ain't one thing, it's 12 of us. Always something. You will never, ever have a problem-free moment in life. Somebody said, and I like this, that you either in a problem or just left one or headed toward one. Anybody find that to be so? Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. I mean, there's always something. So how do we begin to nurture that hunger? What are the characteristics or the qualities of people that are hungry? What will it take for me to get some of the things that I want? And being hungry for those things. Number one, you've got to work. work on yourself. It's very important that you engage in an ongoing process to develop you. Spend more time on yourself than what you've been spending. It's very important. You owe that to yourself. I was reading a book by Art Mandino called The University of Success. Read one line, gave me a chill. I didn't have to read anything else in the book. He said, many of us never realize our greatness because we become sidetracked by secondary activity. We spread ourselves too thin, don't know how to say no. And we find ourselves doing all kinds of things and never ever have time to do those things that we need to do to work on ourselves. And then there goes a second. There goes another second. There goes another second. And we can't stop and hold time. And before you know it, you wake up one day and you're behind in your dreams and your bills. So decide that you're going to take some time to work on you, that you deserve that from yourself, that your life deserves some prime time, because you are creating your own production. As Michael Todd would say, you are the star of your show. You are the director. You're writing the script. And you will determine whether your life is a smash office hit or flop. You determine that. Working on yourself, talking to yourself. That's so very important. Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue is going on all the time, all the time. Even when you don't want it to be there. You can't stop yourself right now from thinking. You can't do it. It's going on. And so learning how to empower yourself, part of doing that is standing up to yourself. You got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up. You've got to do this. I was going to give a presentation, and this voice inside of me saying, you can't do this. You don't have everything it takes. I shut up. I am behind on my bills, and you're telling me what I can't do. I have got to do it. You get scared sometimes. Your mind will go blank on you. Some people you will allow to unnerve you. And you wonder, what's wrong with me? I'm not crazy. That's why you've got to learn to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to stand up inside yourself. Working on yourself, watching that inner dialogue, it will determine the quality of your life. I don't believe this. I know this. I've had a challenge of losing weight. I'm walking through the airport. This voice said, why don't you have some M&M peanuts? No! This evening.
The second motivational speaker I would like to introduce each one of you that'll help y'all to keep sticking to your passion and your purpose is Eric Thomas. When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe. That's the topic, everyone. Listen to this. Check this out.
I tell you to do tonight, I guarantee you, whatever it is you want to do in life, you'll be able to do. You will be able to accomplish whatever you want to academically, financially, relationally, whatever. So three things. All right, I'm going to tell you the story. I got to get out of here. And the story is about, you guys have probably heard about this before. It was a young man who, you know, he wanted to make a lot of money. And so he went to this guru, right? He told the guru, you know, I want to be on the same level you are. And so the guru said, if you want to be on the same level I'm on, I'll meet you tomorrow at the beach at 4 a.m. He liked the beach. I said, I want to make money. I don't want to swim. Guru said, if you want to make money, I'll meet you tomorrow. 4 a.m. So the young man got there at 4 a.m. He all ready to rock and roll, got on the suit, should have worn shorts. The old man grabs his hand and said, how bad you want to be successful? He said, real bad. He said, walk on out in the water. So he walks out into the water. Watch this. When he walks out into the water, it goes waist deep. So he's like, this guy crazy. Adrian, like, I want to make money. He got me out here swimming. I didn't ask to be a lifeguard. I want to make money. He got me. If, so he said, come out a little further. Walked out a little further. Then he had it right around in this area. The stone area. So this old man crazy. He's making money, but he crazy. He said, come on out a little further. Came out a little further. Was right at his mouth. My man, like, I'm about to go back in here. This God is mine. So the old man said, I thought you said you wanted to be successful. He said, I do. He said, walk a little further. He came, dropped his head in, held him down, hold him down. My man, getting scratchy, holding him down. I got you. I know you brushed it out, but I got you. He had him held down. I need you for an illustration. He had him held down just before my man was about to pass out. He raised him up. He said, I got a question for you. Somebody answered the question for me. He said, when you were underwater, what did you want to do? I'm looking for a different word, though. What's that word? I said I want to breathe. He told the guy, he said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. I don't know how many of y'all got asthma in here today, but if you ever had an asthma attack before, you short of breath, SOB, shortness of breath.
All right, everyone, that is Eric Thomas. That's the motivational, one of the motivational speakers that I wanted to introduce you to. He's well known. He has also inspired me to keep pushing and doing what I'm doing. Check out his story on YouTube for those of you that haven't heard about him. He has an incredible story, and what he's doing now, I mean, it will push anyone, I'm telling you. Check it out. Eric Thomas, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe. I had to laugh, everyone. Laugh with me, everyone. Let's laugh all together. I don't care what it's about. Just laugh. So anyway, before I introduce the third motivational speaker audio that I want to play for y'all, I have something funny I want to share with each one of you. So I know a couple times, for those of you who've been tuning in and listening to me every Positive Thursday, a lot of times I always talk about my weight loss journey. So anyway, to make a long story short, okay, I lost over 70 pounds altogether. Woo woo! And I want to say, for those of you that's been keeping the weight off or on a healthy journey, even during this time, you know, with everything being closed down, I know a lot of people probably gained a lot of weight. It's okay, you know? So anyway, make a long story short. So, okay, I lost over 70 pounds. And I'm super proud of myself. But I want to make y'all laugh. This is so funny, everyone. So anyway, right? So over the last month or two, since everything been shut down, the gym been shut down, I still been trying to work out at home and everything like that. I've been doing, you know, working out here and there, but not like every day, because after I finish doing my other job, you know, I'll be all tired. So I eat my little extra cookies, eat my extra chips and everything like that. And then I say, okay, next day, tomorrow, I'm going to start over again. I'm not going to eat no junk food because I know I gained a couple pounds. I wound up doing the same damn thing again. And now, I'm back to point A again. All right, y'all. I know, some of you probably didn't get that joke. I just wanted to make y'all laugh. You know, laughing is really good for the mind, body, and soul. It is good for you. It makes you feel better. Not only makes you feel better, but other people better. It helps to make other people feel better as well, too. Yes, it do. Absolutely.
Oprah Winfrey is the third motivational speaker that I want to share with y'all, her audio. This is really good, everyone. Change your circumstances.
There are a lot of things that are beyond our control. But what you do have control over is how you react to whatever happens in your life. I certainly consider myself to be a blessed person, but you know what the thing is? People don't even get this. The chances of coming out of Mississippi in 1954. Let's paint that picture, will you? Mississippi, in the time I was born, was the most racist state in the United States. You don't want to be caught after dark if you're a black person in Mississippi. It had absolutely no regard for your humanity. Didn't even think you were human. The fact that I could be born at that time and now do what I do, am who I am, live where I live, it's the most extraordinary story I can ever imagine. I don't know anything more extraordinary. Who I am was defined for me at a very early age. When I was 4 years old, I remember watching my grandmother boiling clothes. I was standing on the back porch looking through the screen.
Know that this Positive Thursday has inspired each one of you. And also, I want to say
Share this podcast with others because there is power in the numbers. Connect with me at Zoe Flower YouTube page and please subscribe. I really would appreciate that. And also follow me on Twitter. I'm at Zoe Flower Twitter. And also connect with me on Instagram. I'm Zoe Flower 8 on Instagram. And please email me or send me a message on this podcast about your input on this Positive Thursday, episode 27. Sticking to your life passion. Send me a message on this podcast and also give me some future idea podcast stories or ideas that you would like to like for me to share for each and every Positive Thursday. And I also want to say is happy Mother's Day again to the mothers for this upcoming Sunday, and happy Mother's Day to the fathers as well too. I know it might sound funny, but we do have some men that do take care of their kids and they're single fathers. So happy Mother's Day to the fathers as well too. Y'all have a super blessed rest of the week, everyone. God bless y'all, and I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. I didn't have a drink, y'all. I'm skipping words. God bless y'all.
It's Positive Thursday. Get inspired on this Positive Thursday. It's Positive Thursday. Get inspired on this Positive Thursday.